streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Wednesday. You know I love Wednesdays. I get my Joel Klatt 1 hour from now. Live in L.A., it's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Jason McIntyre is joining me as always. I went to dinner last night, and Kim Kardashian sat right next to me. How about that?
Who?
I know.
I don't know who that is.
Right. I felt for 45 minutes, I felt like I was hip.
I wish I had a funny line, a funny retort.
By the way,
Kim Kardashian thing,
more beautiful in person. That's what I thought.
Well, when you get that much work done, yeah, you're going to look great.
Come on.
Jeez.
Come on. That's all natural, all organic.
Oh, yeah, all natural, Kim
Yellow
Kardashian.
Card for you right off the top of the show.
It might be a red instant ejection.
That's right.
Get him off the pitch.
Okay, so Brent Jones is a former great tight end for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, he's piling on Jimmy Garoppolo. And I want to start with something before I get to the clip. So psychologists, people that do this for a living, say money doesn't make you happier once you get to like $75,000, $80,000. You get your basic needs, food, transportation. It doesn't make you happier. So a lot of times fans will say, well, they make a lot of money. Does it make you happier? It makes you richer. It may make you more comfortable. But psychologically, athletes are dealing with the same stuff we are. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, said about a year ago, I think, maybe it was 2 years ago, that his players were miserable. They're on their devices. People are criticizing them. They're on the road. They're by themselves. It's a lonely existence. And you think, well, they make a lot of money. Lots of people in therapists' offices are rich. Therapists have a lot of rich clients. They're miserable, too. And they're vulnerable, too. So Jimmy Garoppolo, and Kyle Shanahan said this week, Jimmy Garoppolo's not in game shape yet. And I've defended Garoppolo saying, listen, because they were trying to make the Trey Lance thing work, they didn't even let him practice. He didn't start game one, didn't start game two. This is the first time in 9 months Jimmy G took all the snaps for an entire week. Of course he's going to struggle. High altitude, great Denver defense. Denver's defense is top three in the league right now. Great defensive line. everybody's piling on him. So Brent Jones, you know, reputable guy, was a great, great tight end, a Niner, goes in a radio station, KNBR in San Francisco, unloads on Jimmy G's sort of personality. Here we go.
I want to see Jimmy grabbing a couple receivers and talking to him. I want to see him going over and patting his lineman on the shoulder and say, hey, guys, I need some time. I want him talking to a coach. I want to see some emotion. I want to see some quarterbacking. But they always just show him sitting there, you know, looking stoic, posing. So I want my quarterback all in. And I'm not saying he's not, but it sure comes across like, too bad. I had to take a pay cut this year.
Let me defend Garoppolo again. Maybe he doesn't feel all in because they've talked about drafting another quarterback for 2 years and trading him for 2 years. And then they did draft that quarterback. And though he was better, he was not given a playbook or allowed to practice with the team, as trade rumors circulated the entire time. Those all have been leaked out. Would you be all in? If you worked at a company, I'm at Fox and I work for iHeartRadio, and for 2 years, they hired my replacement. They let it leak publicly. They were moving off from me. I took a pay cut, which Garoppolo has done. My heir apparent's in the building, and they took away my playbook, if I had one. Maybe I wouldn't be all in either. All Jimmy Garoppolo has done since he arrived there, been a good soldier, played hurt, beaten Aaron Rodgers, I think, 3 times, got to a Super Bowl, outplayed Mahomes for 3 quarters, took a pay cut, sat off to the side, wasn't allowed to practice. Maybe he's not all in. Would you be? Folks, first of all, his personality isn't Manning or it's not Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. He's not a really intense guy. That's not his personality. He's a very laid-back guy. It's kind of the good-looking, chill guy that you like to go hang out with, go golf with, have a beer with. He's like a chill dude. A lot of these guys are great athletes, but, you know, would you want to hang out with Russell Wilson or some of these really intense guys? Maybe not. But Jimmy you want to hang out with, right? Like, he's a chill dude. So I don't think he's a really, you know, fiery guy to begin with. But we all have limits. Doesn't matter how good-looking you are. It doesn't matter, you know, how rich you are. We all have limits. And for 2 years, he has just been a great soldier, rehabbed multiple times, got to a Super Bowl, beaten Aaron Rodgers. Kyle Shanahan's record without him is 33% winning percentage, I think. Could be wrong, but it's close to that. And constantly, how would you feel if an employee at your company doesn't feel he's all in or you're all in? He's going to feel different about us. And he's become a me person. Jimmy is like, he's moved into the me category a little. It's like, you're moving off me anyway. You got my replacement anyway. You're going to trade me anyway. I took a pay cut for you. You don't win without me. I beat Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. You're not into me. So guess what? I'm going to be into me. It's a protective mechanism, I would imagine. Some therapist could talk about it. If you feel everybody's bailing on you, if my wife's bailing, my company's bailing, then I'm going to protect me. So, yeah, he's not pumping a fist. He's not all in. The Niners aren't all in. You're going to look back at Jimmy Garoppolo. Someday we're going to be sitting around, and you'll look at Jimmy Garoppolo, and you're going to be like, hey, he won like 72% of his games, got to a Super Bowl, had a winning record against Aaron Rodgers. Nobody ever liked him. And it was funny, when he left, they never won big again. That's very possible, since they don't win when he doesn't play. You know, if Seattle ends up getting a star quarterback in the draft, Kyler Murray's a star quarterback, Matt Stafford's good, Trey Lance is hurt, we don't know what's going to happen there. Go ask Bill Belichick about finding a replacement for a quarterback that wins 75% of the time, whether it's Brady or Garoppolo. It's hard. It's hard to win in this league, man. Jacksonville just scored on their last 7 possessions against the Chargers defense. It is hard to win in this league. The Rams barely got past the tanking Atlanta Falcons. So, yeah, he's probably not all in. Either of the Niners. For 2 years. Okay, so Ed Reed's the greatest safety many believe of all time. He's a former Baltimore Raven and a great. And he's talking about Lamar Jackson. The funny thing I find with Lamar Jackson is the Ravens did offer him a contract. It was like 5 years, $250 million. He turned it down. So let's not make it like the Ravens have not said to Lamar, we want you to be here for the next half decade. Here's $250 million. And Lamar's like, nope, not good enough. I'm going to bet on myself. But there's this feeling now the Ravens don't want him. They do. They do want him. They offered him. When you can be offered $250 million and that's somebody not wanting you, you're pretty good. So Ed Reed said, here's the key with Lamar. He's got to take care of business. He's got to protect himself.
You know, I'm not telling him to play scared or anything because I don't think he's going to do that. He hasn't displayed that. But he has to be smart, you know, because it is a business, you know, and they will use that to get you, you know, whether you like it or not. You can think these people love you. You know, they're showing their true colors right now, you know, and there's no shots at the Ravens because they're an organization that's a business. It's a business first.
Lamar's good. He's got one playoff win, and they offered him $250 million. Yes, they're showing their true colors. They want him to stay, but they have questions about winning in the postseason. Now, I've said in recent years I'd pay him. I didn't know what he was going to be out of college. I had no idea. But he's developed into, by year two, he's a star. And I would pay him. And I'd probably pay him in the mid-$300 millions. I just think he's really, really good, and he gets better every year. But when I start hearing this, and Ed Reed's not the first to say this, but I have heard this multiple times from players. Hey, man, it's a business. Yeah, and the business is winning. Win games and play. Stop protecting yourself. Like, Lamar's good because he doesn't protect himself. Kyler Murray's really good when he doesn't protect himself. Russell Wilson's really good when he runs. But when I hear stuff like that, it makes me, if I was a general manager, I would be very reluctant to draft a Jalen Hurts. What makes Jalen Hurts great is he uses all his skills. He's getting better as a thrower. He was established as a runner. We can talk about business. I hear athletes saying this all the time. Your business is winning at basketball and winning at football and being a great athlete. And you have to use all your skills to do that. But should I protect my voice if I don't believe I'm getting the money I deserve? My job is to do the best job I can, let the chips fall where they may. He's in the fifth year of a five-year contract. He's got a contract. He's been great. And they've offered him a fortune, $250 million. I don't think it's enough. I think they'll regret it. I think at the end of this year, Baltimore is going to be, my takeaway, they may end up being the number one or number two seed. So I think, you know, you play this game back and forth, and if I was the Ravens, I'd get it sewn up fast because he's really developed in the last 3 years into a great one. But I hear this all the time. The message now I'm hearing over and over to running quarterbacks is protect yourself. I'd be careful about that because quarterbacks get hurt in weird ways. Peyton Manning had four neck surgeries. Was he running around? Tom Brady missed a season because somebody lunged into his legs. Does he run around? Dak Prescott's not playing because he banged his throwing hand on a helmet. That's how Dak got hurt. Drew Brees almost lost his career to a shoulder surgery. He's the definition of a pocket passer. Whatever the man upstairs God gave you, use all of them every time you play. If you're a corner, you're a quarterback. But I'm hearing this a lot now. Got to protect yourself if you're a running quarterback. Well, I think protecting yourself, because, by the way, Lamar is not getting hurt running around. Jalen Hurts is not getting hurt running around. Peyton Manning, though, had four neck surgeries. Kyler Murray last year in the playoff game stopped running. It was a disaster. And by the way, it came back to bite him in some ways because the owner came out to take a shot at him. He got into a very public spat because he refused to do what he does. He was protecting himself. I just don't like the messaging on that. What makes Lamar great is he's all in, every play, cares deeply. It's not about protecting himself. It's about being Lamar Jackson. You know, Trevor Lawrence likes to run. Keep running, even if you don't get a second contract. Trevor Lawrence, keep moving. Josh Allen, by the way, taking a total beating. And I hear this. Look what happened to Cam Newton, though, Colin. Look what happened to Cam Newton. Cam Newton was never as refined a passer as Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson can run and throw. I never liked Cam as a thrower. And by the way, Cam's biggest injury, do you remember what it was? It was bad judgment. He tried to make a tackle. Baker Mayfield's biggest injury, do you remember what it was? He threw a pick and tried to tackle a safety and square him up. So quarterbacks get hurt. Some of these guys that don't move are hurt all the time. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has had two collarbone surgeries. He's ideally and mostly a pocket quarterback, certainly now. So the idea that you got to protect yourself, oh, I hate the messaging on that. In any business, use your superpower. Lean into your skill set. Don't worry about protecting it. By the way, start telling me all the great quarterbacks in NFL history who were great in their first contract that didn't, because of an injury, get a second great contract. Name them. Sam Bradford was never great. Name them. Tell me all. By the way, Jordan missed a year. Brady's missed a year. John Stockton missed a year. Tell me all the great quarterbacks in league history, the runners, the throwers, that got hurt in their first contract and were great. Lamar's great and didn't get a second one. Folks, you know how many contracts Sam Bradford got? And he wasn't. Go look at his money. And he was never great. Lamar's going to get paid. Lamar's getting paid. And if I was the Ravens, I'd pay him now. But I don't like this messaging that I'm hearing constantly about, hey, man, it's a business. You got to protect yourself. Quarterback is the business of production and winning. Use everything you've got. It will take care of itself. He'll get paid multiple times going forward. All right. By the way, Deshaun Watson got hurt. I could be wrong. I think he got hurt at practice. Teddy Bridgewater had his worst injury at practice. Never know when you're going to get hurt. When you're my age, you do. It'll be a car wreck because I'm too old to see, or I'll be skiing too fast. I know how I'm going to get hurt. Quarterbacks, you have no idea. Practice, knees, run, no idea. Some thoughts on, there was a great moment in our show yesterday that it was really a great quote in the last hour of our show. And it sort of doubled down on something we've been talking about. And it was, for me, I know this, when it was said, I looked at the staff and I was like, wow, it was a wow moment for me. And I'll talk about that. Green Bay faces New England this weekend. Belichick saying how much he loves Rodgers. Rodgers talking about Belichick. That next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
All right, welcome back. So this week, New England faces, and their defense face Aaron Rodgers. The line is 10. I think it's going to be really competitive, even with Brian Hoyer. I'm not buying into at all right now the Packers offense, which has like one touchdown in the second half in three games, got really boxed by Minnesota, beat a terrible, well, they're 2-1, but not a good Bears team. And Tampa Bay was ravaged with injuries. So, you know, Aaron yesterday said Bill's the greatest coach of all time. And Bill says Aaron is unbelievably spectacular. He was nicer to Aaron Rodgers than anything he ever said about Tom Brady. It's amazing. He loved Cam Newton. He loves Aaron Rodgers. Brady is fine. So it's the Mutual Admiration Society, Belichick to Rodgers and Rodgers to Belichick. But it is interesting now. Bill is under 500 without Tom. Say that out loud. The greatest coach of all time. Under 500 without Tom. And I do think sometimes, how much will it affect Belichick's legacy if he stays around for three more years and gets crushed by Josh Allen twice a year and now Tua twice a year? But, you know, Joe Namath, it ended poorly. Mickey Mantle, it ended poorly. Michael Jordan with the Wizards ended poorly. Favre, Jets, like, it doesn't diminish anything. Marlon Brando, many believe, the greatest actor ever. His last 15 years personally were a disaster, and he had 7 to 8 bombs. It doesn't matter. We tend to, whatever reason why, I don't know, we tend to remember the great times. Maybe it makes us happier. Even among coaches, you know, Phil Jackson had that GM with a Knicks disaster. Nobody really cares. Jimmy Johnson, Miami, wasn't ideal. Tom Landry in Dallas got fired. Greg Popovich now with the Spurs is still considered the best coach. But two things are happening to Belichick. Number one, Brady left. That's a big deal, and Brady's the best that's ever played the position. That's huge, obviously. I still contend Sean Payton retired briefly because Drew Brees was done. And he knows you can't win in this league without a top 15, top 12 quarterback. But the other thing that's happened, the NFL has pivoted away from defense because of safety concerns, CTE, you know, moms not wanting their sons to play football, so it's a very offensive league. Great for fantasy football, very offensive. And to prove that, and I've said, I think a lot of these defensive coaches who are great, Mike Tomlin, Mike Zimmer, Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, you look around the league right now, the lowest 7 passer ratings in the league, 6 of the 7 quarterbacks have a defensive head coach. Now, Belichick, we think, is smarter than that above all that, but he's not. And it was a great moment yesterday on the show, a real eye-opener for me, when Seth Wickersham, who wrote a remarkable book on the Patriots dynasty, it just came out in paperback, look it up. And he said, when he was doing the book, there was a moment that he had talked to Belichick and then talked to Brady. Now, this has been my 2-year ad nauseum anthem on this show. The sport has made it harder for defensive coaches to win. Even good defensive coaches, Pete Carroll, Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick, feel outdated. The rules have been tweaked to take away their assets and strengths and give them to offensive coaches. So here's Wickersham talking about, as he researched the book, a Belichick-Brady moment.
He was talking about this route concept that they had stolen from Urban Meyer. And I said, you know, what do you guys call that? And he goes, oh, we call it our Gator package from Urban Meyer in Florida. Then I went to go talk to Brady about it. And I said, yeah, so when you run your Gator package, and he kind of just stares at me like he has no idea what I'm talking about. And I'm like, Gator package. And he goes, yeah, I don't know. I was like, well, Coach Belichick told me it's the Gator package. And he said, yeah, you have to remember, he's a defensive coach.
Mike Tomlin, 4 years. Can't find the right coordinator. Can't fix the offensive line. Sean McDermott in Buffalo, until this year. And even this year, they have no running game. It's just Josh Allen running around. Pete Carroll couldn't get along with Russell Wilson. I know. Russell's no good now suddenly, right? All I know is his Subway commercial was lit. I saw it yesterday. The point being is, I think what I'm saying here, we're starting to hear it more and more and more. When a business you're in, even if you're great, takes away one of your assets or tools to be great, can't clutch on the side anymore, you can't hit over the middle, can't use intimidation, even for Bill Belichick or a Greg Popovich, it changes everything. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, let's get started with Mac Jones and his high ankle sprain, Colin. It sounds like he's going to miss some time, but no word how long he'll be out. Everybody's expecting Brian Hoyer, or apparently this gentleman named Bailey Zappi. I think that's his real name.
Hey, he's
Zippy Zappi.
That's what they call him in Boston.
Everybody's expecting
Zappy's
one of them.
Got some Zippy.
Yeah, Joe Judge said while Mac is out, they aren't planning on drastically changing the offense. Brian's done a lot of things in his career that maybe we implement, maybe we don't. We don't want to go ahead and completely turn the offense on its head. We feel like we are making some progress. But at the same time, we're going to make sure we put guys in a position to succeed. There are things that we could do different with Brian versus Mac versus Bailey. But does that mean we're going to change our identity, what we're trying to build towards? Not necessarily. None of that makes sense, of course. It's Joe Judge.
Belichick getting 10 points against a one-dimensional offense so far?
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, they just announced within the last 15 minutes that, maybe it won't be Brian Hoyer. Mac Jones is going to do everything in his power to try to play. I think this is Belichick playing games with people, right?
Sure.
And if you remember 2 years ago, they played the Chiefs on Monday Night Football during the COVID season. It was a huge spread, and Brian Hoyer kept him in the game. It was close throughout, but then he threw a pick six late.
Okay.
Honey Badger.
Ask yourself this. If Mac Jones played, wouldn't you bet New England plus 10?
Well, yeah, 10, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So how much is Mac Jones worth?
I don't think he's that good.
That's why he's not like
Dak Prescott, where he's worth 7 or 8 points to the spread.
No, right. He's worth three.
Three or four, yeah.
So you telling me Green Bay is a touchdown favorite over Belichick in that defense? No way.
I think it comes down to where you value Green Bay. You clearly do not.
I do not.
Think highly of their offense.
I saw the other network, one of those people over there, had Green Bay as the third best team in the league.
Well, the gambling odds currently, I think they're fourth or fifth Super Bowl odds. That doesn't mean that they're the third best team in the league.
What am I not seeing? They have one touchdown in the second half all year.
Yeah.
What am I not seeing?
The offense is still finding its way. You know, we're giving other teams some leeway. You know, Russell Wilson didn't play in the preseason. Joe Burrow had an appendectomy. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is still getting these guys' names right, these receivers. So they've got some injuries. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
You are not. I kind of like this back and forth, Cowherd. People on the internet.
I have the Jaguars at 11th, Packers at 12, or maybe it's the Packers at 11, Jags at 12, but I don't think they're a top 10 team.
I'm going to go ahead and predict you have the Packers top 10
next week. By the way, ask yourself right now, who's got the better offense, more diverse offense and weapons, Jacksonville or Green Bay? It's not close. It's Jacksonville.
Yeah, you would go Jacksonville.
Okay, who's got the better defensive front? I would say it's very close. Leaning Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So the idea that Jacksonville's better. By the way, I've got a Super Bowl winning coach in Jacksonville. Matt LaFleur can't win home playoff games.
Oof.
Am I wrong on this?
You're not totally wrong. I think you're undervaluing the Packers defense. But so far, they haven't faced anybody really good. Brady had no receivers.
None.
As we noted, and Kirk Cousins shredded them. All right, moving on from your Packers. Tua Tagovailoa dealing with some injuries on the short week. He did pass concussion protocol. Apparently, it's a back and an ankle, Colin. They say he's planning on playing. Mike McDaniel being a little cagey about it. Remember, short week, super hot. He took the big hit.
Their defense was on the field for 90 plays in that heat. I think they're going to get blown out.
Okay, if you're Miami and you know Tua is your franchise,
I would just rest him.
Do you rest him
Absolutely.
And put in Teddy Bridgewater?
Absolutely. Teddy's one of the last 10 years, one or 8 years, one of the great backups
in
the league.
You know Tua is going to be pushing a play because he's seen this before with Ryan Fitzpatrick go in.
No, this is love Cincinnati. It's my favorite bet of the week, but it's not in the blazing because it's Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday. All right, we'll wrap up with Jalen Hurts making a big statement so far this season, Colin. Third in passing yards, led the Eagles to a 3-0 record. They are just burying teams in the first half. Undefeated, atop of the NFC. He was 12th in odds to win the NFL MVP before the season at plus 2,800. Now, fourth best, plus 700, according to FoxBet. The only guys ahead of him, Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson. I have maintained this schedule is very favorable. This could be a 12 or 13 win team. In that scenario, Jalen Hurts has some value to win the MVP. I know we agree Lamar Jackson currently the best player in the league, but I don't think the Ravens are going to be first place in that division at this point. And we know to win MVP, you need to be atop the division.
Well, I would give it to Lamar today, and I would give Jalen Hurts my second vote.
What about Josh Allen? He's kind of fallen.
No, I think we got to just, every year there's games, just don't. It was weird. Like Kansas City losing to the Colts. It was a special teams loss.
Yeah.
They had like four gaffes on special teams. Just take that game away. The Chiefs are what they are. Tampa Bay at home losing to Green Bay. Julio Evans.
Godwin. Yeah.
Their left tackle didn't play. That game doesn't exist.
Yeah.
When they meet again, if they do, it will be a totally different scenario. And I think Buffalo-Miami was the strangest game of the year where Miami was never on the field and won. That game, they'll never play a game that will look like that in that rivalry for the next 10 years. So there are games that I just don't. They happen. I mean, the Chiefs special teams were a disaster.
Yeah.
That's not going to be duplicated the rest of the year.
I think come week 15, we will not remember Chiefs-Colts, but we will remember Bills-Dolphins. That game was crazy. The butt punt and everything. But this week, Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. I think this is a big game for Lamar. Have you seen the Buffalo injury report? They got like five defensive backs out. The rookie who's been playing well, broken hand.
Why is it a big game for Lamar?
Well, he's got a chance on a national stage to take down the number one team in the AFC and drop the Bills to 2-2. And they're underdogs at home. I like Lamar Jackson this weekend.
I think he
shreds Buffalo.
Oh, that's woo!
That's not that hot of a take.
No,
it's Lamar Jackson.
Well, Buffalo secondaries, all the starters are gone. Three of the four starters.
They're decimated defensively. Lamar in line for a big one.
Yeah. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
I
looked it up this morning. There are six great games. Miami, Cincinnati Thursday on Amazon. I think it's a really good game. I think Monday Night Football is Rams, Niners. Really good game. I think Denver and Las Vegas, the Raiders season is here. So that's going to be, I think it's in Vegas. Denver and Vegas is great. I don't even count Green Bay and New England as one of the great games. Buffalo and Jacksonville plays somebody that's really good. Philadelphia. Jacksonville, Philadelphia. Two young stars at quarterback. Buffalo Ravens is good. This is an interesting one. Justin Fields, through the first 3 weeks of the season, has 297 passing yards. It's 2022. Like, that's a disaster. It's the lowest total for any quarterback who started and finished three straight games since the 70s. That is unbelievable. But it is interesting, isn't it? You see the truth very quickly with quarterbacks. And you can always tell, if you're totally honest with yourself, when you don't have the guy. Because you always blame the coach, the GM, and teammates and receivers. Like in New York now. Well, we had a lot of drops. Oh, the protection wasn't good. The quarterback has to be a solution. Because with salary caps, every team has imperfections. Joe Burrow is the solution to the imperfection a salary cap creates. Justin Herbert set rookie records first year with the Chargers. They had the second worst O-line in the league. Daniel Jones is never a solution. He needs everything to be perfect. It never is in this league. Never, ever is in this league. But it is interesting how quickly you see the truth. Look at the 2021 first-round quarterback draft class. Trevor Lawrence, as we predicted, is the star and looks the part. Mac Jones, ceilings low, needs everything to be in place. Mac Jones is what we thought he was, very limited. Zach Wilson, I said he was slight. I worry about injuries. Hero ball, bad judgment. We've seen all of it. And then there's Justin Fields, who I like, but I said I don't know if he's good enough to overcome the Bears' dysfunction. He isn't. Trey Lance is a hard one because he's hurt, and we don't know, and he's raw. He struggles with accuracy. I thought he'd be better at this point, but he's hurt, so I don't really know. But it is interesting. You really figured out very quickly. Kyler was talented. Lamar was great. Lamar's first year comes in week 11. He goes 6-1. Next year, MVP. Mahomes, Josh Allen. And people say, well, Josh Allen. By the beginning of the second year, Josh Allen looked really, really good. Year one, he looked good. He completed 55% of his throws. If you're still clinging to your quarterback 2-3 years in, like, you know Daniel Jones isn't the guy. And how do you know he's not the guy? Because Giant fans are constantly blaming other people. Drops, coaches. If you got the right guy, he is the solution to imperfect football teams. This is not baseball, the Yankees, Dodgers. You buy your problems away. It's not college football or college basketball where the better you are, the better players you get. In the NFL, salary caps, and it's a hard cap, limit greatness. The Rams last year, not very good at linebacker, very average at safety, crossing their fingers that OBJ could make a difference, and by half, he was gone, he was hurt. Cincinnati, bad interior O-line, linebackers average, not a ton of experience on offense. Joe Burrow overcame it. So we're already seeing on the 2021 class, Mac Jones limited, Trevor's the star, Zach is a little too hero ball and fragile. Justin not good enough to overcome the nonsense in Chicago. Trey Lance, he comes back. We give him a second run. We'll see. Not encouraging now because he's raw, needs reps, won't get him. That one, you kind of slide off. I don't know how that's going to turn out. All right. Nick Wright's around the corner. He is fired up. I've already seen what he wants to talk about. A lot of disagreements. A lot of disagreements.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Co-host, first things first, right after our show now, Nick Wright joining us. Let's not waste any time. Sunday night, Niners, no. My beloved Jimmy Garoppolo and Russell Wilson. Let's start with Russ, who's got a new Subway commercial. Yeah. It is totally lit. So good. So awesome. Anyway.
So you're so bad.
How patient should Denver be? Because we did say that series at the end when Russell said, oh, I'm going to run. And he was totally effective. How patient should we be with Russ?
Well, they've got no choice. I mean, he has a five-year contract that does not kick in for another 2 years. So, I mean, they are married to this guy who has given us no indications whatsoever over the last, forget 12 quarters, over the last 12 months that he's still an above-average NFL quarterback. I know you love him. And I know, listen, the only person happier than Colin Cowherd when Russell Wilson finally made a single play in that game was Chris Collinsworth, who was calling the game, who sounded like he wanted to cry watching Russell Wilson skip passes and then overthrow passes and refuse to run the ball. But he's going to be 34. He's undersized. He won't run the ball anymore. He doesn't seem that comfortable. And all of a sudden, Colin, doesn't it seem like maybe some of the offensive line troubles follow Russell Wilson around?
Oh, boy.
Listen, 7 years ago, he was unbelievable. But he's not that player anymore. So, yeah, they're going to be patient. He's going to be their quarterback this year and next year and the year after. But I think you can rip up your AFC West Broncos division winner ticket if you haven't already, despite the fact that they're 2-1.
Well, they're going to beat the Raiders this weekend, and you're going to regret saying that. Now,
maybe. Raiders going to win eventually. I mean, the Raiders aren't going to go winless, my friend.
It's been 9 months or longer, I think, since Jimmy Garoppolo got every snap at practice. His first game was against the top five pass rush. He struggled a little, and you've already got him as a disaster for this year, right?
A little. Well, listen, I listen to your show. I watch your show. You know this.
It's very popular.
I think you talked about how he didn't get the playbook, right?
Right.
I'm just curious what playbook he would have needed to know you're not allowed to run out the back of the end zone. Like, what page of the playbook was that? And Colin, this was a game where Jimmy G went, with respect, full Orlovsky, and it was not one of the two worst plays he made in the game. It wasn't even the worst play he made on that play. He ran out of the back of the end zone, and it wasn't the worst thing he did, because a second later, he did the old eyes closed pick six, and an hour later, he threw the game-losing interception. I had to listen to everyone in the media, my co-host Chris Broussard, my mentor Colin Cowherd, everyone be like, listen, we all feel terribly for Trey Lance, but obviously, the Niners are better right now. What would Trey Lance have done? Would he have lined up for the opposing team? What could he have done on Sunday night that would have been more damaging than what Jimmy Garoppolo did? All we have is a half decade of evidence that this is who Jimmy G is. It is baffling to me why otherwise intelligent people defend him as an above average quarterback. Is he that handsome? It can't be just that he's that handsome. There's other handsome quarterbacks. I don't get it. But that's fine. I mean, you know, you can enjoy those 10 points his team miraculously got as he gave the game away.
All right, here's something we may agree on. I came out of the Bucs-Tampa game, and I'm like, had you taken Alan Lazard and Aaron Jones away from Green Bay and Tampa was healthy, they would have blown him out. How was that game close? It's incredible it came down to one play on a two-point conversion. What was your takeaway on Fox's game of the week, Packers narrowly edging Tampa?
Yeah, so for, I think, slightly different reasons, I also came away feeling like, okay, Tampa's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But the same concerns I had about Aaron Rodgers prior to the game just got, I felt like almost doubled down on during the game. And that is, and you, this is where you redeem yourself for your really, really bad Jimmy G and Russell Wilson takes, because you were so right on Aaron in this regard. He might be the greatest player in NFL history when things are going well. But the moment there's a bit of adversity, it goes 180 degrees. Colin, this game was Packers touchdown drive, Packers touchdown drive, Packers driving to go up 21-3. And then there's the Aaron Jones fumble on the great Vita Vea play. And from that moment forward, Aaron was a totally different player.
Yep.
And I have seen that movie before against the Niners in the playoffs last year. Packers slice him down the field to go score a touchdown, get the ball back. They're going right down the field. Mercedes Lewis fumbles. And Aaron turns into a totally different player. The concern for Aaron is when things go sideways, as they will inevitably happen at some point on a playoff run, do you have the steady hand? Do you stay the same guy? And you can read it all over his face, his body language, everything. He just changes. And that mistake wasn't even his fault. Aaron Jones just fumbled. Great play by Vita Vea. And so if that was your biggest concern with the Packers going into the season, as it was for me, this game didn't make me feel better about it because they got the win. It made me feel worse about it. Because once again, you can see two totally different Aaron Rodgers in the exact same football game, and that's concerning for the Packers.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Tampa, on the other hand, the defense is awesome, and they'll get healthier. So, yes, I agree with you there. Yeah,
by the way, Marino, Elway, Mahomes can almost be defined by when things go poorly, overcoming it. Fourth quarter drives, throwing picks, overcoming it. Mahomes, that's literally his legacy now. Beyond his talent is the best come-from-behind quarterback probably of my life. Elway was great. Brady was great. Pick sixes in Super Bowls. Then he drives down the field. Aaron, it's a complete hole. Minute and a half left. Now, I will admit, I have defended Kansas City all week. I said, listen, it was a disastrous special team Sunday. They'll never have another Sunday like that. Every year there's a game for a good team, you have to bury the tape. I don't want to see that tape. It doesn't define them. It happens. Buffalo, though, so clearly outplayed their team, lost, that I, in a jumbled NFL, I'm like, I'm going to make Buffalo.
Yeah, of course. You got to leave them number one. Yeah, of course, Colin. How could you not leave them number one? What have they won? The last three Super Bowls? I mean, they're the greatest team we've ever seen. They're going to, I know they're 2-1, but I still think they might go 20-0. Who cares that they haven't won a close game in 2 years? Who cares that this team handles adversity so well, that their offensive coordinator is looking like a petulant child, and that Josh Allen is what is he doing? At the end of the first half, forgetting the rules? Or was it the end of the second half? Or was it both of them when they screwed up time score situation? Like, listen, Colin, leave them number one. They're so good. They're so clearly head and shoulders better than everyone else. The fact that they can't win close games won't matter. They'll just beat everyone in the playoffs by 21 points. They'll certainly have a lead against anyone with like 10 seconds left, and they could never blow that in a playoff game. So who cares the evidence that the last 2 years that if they don't blow your doors off, they lose to you? Leave them number one. It's great. Yeah, I mean, they've earned it, Colin, because of all the championships that organization and that quarterback have won.
Okay. The show is called First Things First. It is now after our show. It's the show with the unlimited clothing budget and set budget. It is a money stream like nothing else in the industry, and I'm jealous or petty at all.
Correct.
Congratulations on all your stuff.
Not at all. Listen, you evidently have an unlimited dinner budget. I see your I see who you're going out to eat with. I follow you on Twitter. See you later, Colin.
Mick Wright. All right, Joel Klatt is around the corner. I sat next to Kim Kardashian. It's not even that fancy a restaurant. It's around the corner from my house. It's like a little pasta place. She's got good taste. All right, hour number two. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.